Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today in the studio, we have a Grammy award-winning producer. We have somebody who is so incredible in his being. He is like an essence of music. You can just feel it all through his lyrics, through the words that he's written for other people. He's a singer-songwriter. He just released a dope track with Eric Bedinger that you saw on our show a few weeks back, TMB. That's my bitch. It's so good. We love it. Welcome to the show, Kenneth Page.
Appreciate you having me.
How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm alive and breathing. Can't ask for too much more, you know what I'm saying?
I love that. Your energy is always fire. Like, from the minute I was like, you need to come on this show, like, I was just, your energy is so pure and blessed and helping people. And like, how did music come into your soul?
Church. You know what I mean? I started off in church playing instruments. 2 years old. I started playing instruments and, you know, I had no choice. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom was deep in church. And like, that wasn't even an option. Like, Sunday come, church. Tuesday come, church. Like, yeah.
Wow. So, like, how did you go from the church vibe to then going into, like, R&B and pop and, like, all these other angles?
I think it had a lot to do with my upbringing. You know what I mean? I grew up, like, you know, I grew up in the streets and I grew up in, you know what I'm saying? So, I was on bullshit, you know, during the week, but then I'll go to church. So church was like my balance. So I was always in the culture and, you know what I'm saying? Always knowing what's going on. I always like to hang out with older dudes and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always like that type of vibe. So I had a good upbringing of like street and then, of course, God, you know what I'm saying? So it was a good balance.
It's beautiful. Where did you grow up?
In Fresno, California, up north.
You're from Cali?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I came to LA when I was a teenager, though. So then when I came here, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was some different shit, you know?
Okay.
A little bit faster, you know? Because in Fresno, it's slower, but it's like, there's no music industry really, like...
Right.
It's underground music shit, and but it's so much talent there, you know what I'm saying? But out there, it's just street life, streets. Like,
really?
That's it. Streets and then we got the university, but it's like streets, that's it. Everybody's out there doing crazy shit. And coming to LA as a teen, you know, I was already equipped to like a lot of things. I had to grow up very fast, never had a dad around or anything, so when I came to LA, like, I already knew how to maneuver, and I met a lot of people out here that were influential in culture that, you know, I was able to kind of navigate my way around, you know what I'm saying?
So interesting. So how did you end up winning a whole Grammy? You're like super young.
God, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, God aligned me with Kirk Franklin. And it's crazy because I never did no gospel like records. You know what I mean? I'm always like, I was doing secular music.
Right,
you know,
and that's a gospel record that you won your Grammy for.
A gospel record. Like, so Kirk, his manager, he hit me and we sat down. We had a meeting, came to my studio, pressed play on him with some songs and shit. And he was like, yo, I'm going to get you a Kirk. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I love Kirk. Kirk's like Michael Jackson of gospel. You know what I'm saying? So 2 months go by or whatever. And then I get the call. Like, Kirk's flying you out to Dallas, to Fort Worth. He's working on an album. We got a single. We want you to produce the record. Mm-mm. So I went out to Dallas first time with the Fort Worth. And shit, it just organic. I just produced the record. And Kirk he kind of like embraced me and like adopted me into the family. And let me just do my thing. And that, I think that's why he's genius, because he doesn't really like stumble your greatness. He lets you be great and he lets you like live in who you are. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't try to box you in to be like, yo, I want this. He's the type that's like, I've already done what I've done. I already have what I have. So if I'm bringing you in, I'm bringing you to give me something new. You know?
And that's amazing.
It was dope.
How do you get your inspiration? Like, where do your lyrics come from? You're not just a talented writer. You are very talented. Like, your melodies, your words, everything about it, like, you're a wordsmith. Like, how do you get this inspiration?
Life. Life and, too, like, music is formulated. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of how you perceive it or how you do it, you know, I feel like there's a formula to everything that's great. I feel like things aren't great just because it's just great. I think there's a formula and there's the honesty and authenticity to it that comes as well, you know? For me, I always just be authentic. I'm never trying to live in nobody else's shoes. I'm always going to do what I feel is real to me and let the listener paint their own, you know what I'm saying, thing with it, you know? But I think it has to do with craft and putting your 10,000 hours in and doing the work, you know what I mean? For me, at least.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this since you were really young?
Very young. Like, this has been my, like, scapegoat. This has been
really
the reason why I've been able to be successful at anything. You know what I'm saying? Music has been my peace. Because I've been in a lot of disaster, and I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot of shit very young. A lot of things. I had to grow up so fast and so much turmoil. I feel like music has been my balancing act. Besides God being number one, music has been, like, the thing that has kept me whole.
Wow.
Outside of, you know, my relationship with God himself.
That is so powerful. So let's talk about mindset for a minute, because you just touched on it. So when you get up every day, what's your mindset? What differentiates you from someone else who hasn't quite yet made it? You've made it. Like, I know for people like you, you're always going to say, I've never made it, because you're always keep going, right? You haven't made it yet. I remember when I had Will.i.am on my show, and he sat down with me the first time he ever came on the show, and he said, I said, have you made it yet? And he goes, I haven't made it yet. And then, I said, what does it feel like to have made it? And he said, I haven't made it yet. And the point is, I feel like that's all of us. Like, I'm a constant work in progress. So as I'm talking to you, I'm like, what do you do that differentiates you from the person who is really behind and not doing that thing? Like, you're a lot further ahead. What are the things that you do, the belief systems, the mindset, the practices?
I think that what separates great people from good people is knowing where the finish line is. A lot of people are running a blind race. You know what I'm saying? And you're just running and you're running, but you're like a hamster on a wheel.
Right.
Just doing this. You know what I mean? It's like a revolving, you know? And I think once you see the finish line and you know where the finish line is and you know where the ending destination is, mm-hmm. I think that's the difference. That is what differentiates me or other people like me from people that are just going. You know what I'm saying? I understand where my end game is. And I understand that there's many ways to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's your ultimate goal? Where do you want to be 10 years from now?
The biggest, the best. And it's not really for me on stats. The biggest and the best of what I think for myself. Because I could tell you some shit right now and tell you like a bunch of stuff and you'll blow your mind and you'll be like, he's crazy. Like, he thinks that,
I love it.
You know, like, as far as dreams wise, you know, and aspirations. But
that's what dreams should be. They should be batshit fucking crazy. They should be like so out there that you just, like, is it possible? Should be delusional as fuck. I tell people, like, if you are thinking in a way that is possible, that's not delusional enough. Yeah. You gotta be delusional as fuck. You gotta think, like, this is the dream that I wanna do. And I'm gonna get there. And it's, like, so crazy. Like, I wanna get a Grammy, but I'm not a singer. So how the fuck are you gonna get a Grammy? Well, I have an idea of how to do it. But I gotta create something. I gotta create a lane that can get me a Grammy. Right? Like, there's certain things I wanna do that are delusional as fuck.
So I have a question for you then. Mm-hmm. How did you create your lane?
This is crazy. So I really am my own lane. So I decided I wanted, when I heard the words from God that I was going to be a motivational speaker, when I was in my darkest times, I was like, didn't know where I was going to live. I was $100,000 of debt. I was a single mom. I was ill. And I was like, where am I going from here? How am I getting out of this? And these words came, you're going to be a motivational speaker. From that day forwards, I worked on my craft. From that day forwards, I worked on getting 1% better, 1% better, 1% better. And I decided I'm going to go out there and I'm going to transform lives. And then I decided, oh no, who do I look up to learn from? So I started Googling like motivational speakers, men, Tony Robbins, Eric Thomas, JD, you know, Jakes, blah, 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 all that. I couldn't find somebody who was a female who was doing it. Oprah, but she's not a motivational speaker. Brene Brown, kinda. There was nobody who was doing my lane. So I was learning from men. So I was learning how to project my voice like a man. I was learning how to use my, like, the way that I speak to go up and then go down when I'm telling a story. Like, I was using it to understand, right? Like a musician would. So I'm basically doing a performance of my voice and I'm like, I'm just gonna be this, and then there's nobody to look up to, so I'm gonna be the number one in the world. And then, of course, later, then Forbes writes, she's the number one female motivational speaker. USA Today writes, in the world, I'm the number one female. There is nobody who does what I do. So people like, are we gonna get a female to speak at our event? We want the best in the game. Please where? Like, echo, radio silence, like who? There is nobody better than me. Like, the best of what I do. So that's the answer.
I like the confidence.
I have a lot.
I love that, for real.
That's, for real, it's important.
Like, I don't ever get intimidated by somebody's confidence. I think
I love that.
The industry, I think that we tend to be like, and this is what I've experienced, just being in studios, you know what I'm saying, and being around
big people and artists and egos.
It's like, it'd be a lot of ego, and it'd be a lot of like, I'm this, or like,
Yes.
even like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just be too much. So I stay to myself. Like, I work with my own people. I don't really try to venture out too much. You know what I'm saying? If it
I
works, it
hear
works. I don't want to eat with everybody. I don't want my name on everybody's credits with everybody.
Right.
You know, I feel like integrity for me is number one
I love that. That's
beyond
very
anything. You know what I'm
important.
saying?
I agree. I do agree. I feel like knowing who you are and that confidence and shining your confidence out there and being so good at what you do is what echoes around the world. That's the light that shines. That light grows and nobody can dim it. And when somebody tells you, oof, it's too much, or somebody tells you, oh my gosh, she's too loud, or oh my God, he's too crazy, or his song's too this. Do you know what I do when someone tells me, oh my God, you need to calm down? I turn it up another five notches. I literally go harder. Like, oh, someone once told me, I walked on stage and I was wearing this sparkly jumpsuit. And I'm known when I go on stage, I'm wearing sparkles. Like, I'm just like, stand the fuck out. And I go, I wear these like jumpsuits that are made for me. And I go out there and I'm wearing it. And somebody in the audience comes up to me after with this guy. And all my fans were waiting to have pictures with me. There was 3,000 people in the audience. And I get swamped. And I'm standing there. And this guy manages to somehow get through to the front. He goes, come here. And I'm like, oh, he's going to tell me something really interesting. And he goes, I just want to let you know that, did you see at the front, everyone had their phones held up like this? Did you see everyone? Because he was like near the front. He goes, did you see everyone had their phones up? I said, I did, yeah. He goes, yeah, they were doing that because they were having to hide behind it because the light of your jumpsuit was so bright, it was reflecting in their eyes and hurting them. I said, no, sweetie, they were filming.
I love it.
You fucking retard. Like, it was, I just literally was like, what the actual fuck? Like, I will just turn up my light. So that next day, I went and bought the brightest, sparkliest thing I have ever fucking worn. So tell me about a time in your life where somebody has maybe put down your craft. Maybe at school you were told you weren't going to be great. When was a moment in your life where you were told you aren't going to be anything great here and you just turned it up a whole nother notch?
Multiple times,
Really?
yeah. It's been different times. Cause I'm not gonna be the loudest in the room. I'm not gonna be the quietest in the room either. So it's like it's a balance of like, when you go into somebody else's territory. For me, everything is about respect. You know what I mean? How you enter somebody else's home or enter somebody else's territory,
Yes.
you come with respect. You
Yes.
know, so with that in the music industry, you deal with people, where you who are older than you, who've been around longer, who have all the accolades more
Yes.
than you have, and they have the ego and they have the like, I'm this and I know everything and I know this, I know that. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to go in a spot and blow up the spot. So you kind of just let them do whatever they do.
Right.
And they're in there vibing. Ain't no record coming out. It's just a vibe. You know what I mean? It's a bucko hour. It's a lot of it's a lot of it's a lot of bullshit going on. You gotta let them do what they do and they kind of feel like, all right, well, I know more or I'm better, or you know what I'm saying? They
All
don't know.
these
They don't really know what you
videos.
do, because
Right.
on the credits, when you look at songs, it doesn't say what you specifically did.
Did, yeah.
A songwriter, people don't understand what songwriter means. You could come in the studio right now and tell us, yo, I came up with the best idea. Let's write about passion today. We write a song about passion and we say, okay, cool. We're going to give you 1 or 2% publishing. We say we give you 5% publishing because your brand came up with passion. You know what I'm saying? So you got the bigger picture. So we give you 5%. Nobody doesn't know that all you did was say, let's write about passion. You didn't even have to write
Oh
lyrics.
my God.
But your name's on the record of like, yo, they see your name and like Natasha. Okay, cool. Like she's a writer on the song. They don't know that you just came up with, let's write about passion. You know, so
Whoa.
it gets tricky when you get in the studio with people, because you don't never really know what they really did. It's just they're credited as a songwriter. So then some people feel like, all right, cool, like, well, I did this. I know what I did. So you come to their spot and it's just like the ego game. And then they don't know that you could play every instrument. Like they don't
You
know
play
that.
every
Yeah.
instrument.
Anything that has the note on it, I could
Wow.
figure it
Are
out and
you
play.
serious?
Yes, everything.
That's amazing. And like, how do you know how to like play a guitar and then
Just your ears. I feel like it's your ears.
but how, like even the way that like it plays, how
Just
do
your
you?
ears. I just trust my ears every time. Never fail
Wow.
me.
You were obviously an artist in your past life. Like music is through your blood.
Yeah, my
I
favorite
can
artists are
see
like
that.
Stevie Wonder, Michael
Yes.
Jackson,
Yes,
Prince.
same.
Prince, yeah, like,
Oh, I love
I don't really
this.
listen to too much music. So, like, even working with like artists like Toosie, like, any producer, me and my boy Brody Brown, we did the most records on his new album coming out. So, we have the single out right now, him featuring NBA Youngboy. And even working with Toosie, from being an artist who's used to like beat packs, and artists coming in, and you know what I'm saying, with 20 beats, and we're like, yo, we don't do that. Like, I don't have a pack. I create from scratch. Like, I'm just give me a piano, and then we'll figure it out. Let's write the song. Like, who cares That's about beautiful. The beat? Let's write the record.
I love that.
I'm not here to vibe. Vibes don't keep the lights on. Everybody want to vibe and shit. Like, we don't vibe. If you're vibing, I might come to the studio. Like, are we coming to make a record? We're like,
that's how I feel. Like,
when I'm not vibing.
I've obviously been with artists. I've had babies with artists. Like, I see it like it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's an energy. And that's why I think I love artists so much, because I love music. But I understand being in those studios. Like, and I've written songs myself and, like, been, you know, had tracks out in the UK and shit. Like, I've already understood when I go to the studio, even when I watch people go to the studio, are you not going to make music? Or are you just going to fuck around? There's such a difference. Do you know when you're going to write a hit?
Every day, because I'm going every day to write a hit.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to studio to go make a vibe. If I play you some shit, you're like, yo, that's a vibe. I'm going back to the drawing board and we're going to make it even better.
Wow.
We're not vibing. Like, we don't make vibes. We make records. Vibes don't keep the lights on.
No.
You vibe all you want and see if these lights is on.
Yeah, it's so true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, vibes don't keep the lights on. I'm not here to vibe with nobody.
Oh, I really want to hear some of your hits. Like, more of the ones that you're going to... What are you going to do? Are you going to bring them out yourself, or are you going to give them to other people?
I mean, I've already been giving them to other people. Now I'm kind of just focused on me, too. And the hardest part about being an artist and a songwriter and a producer is balancing yourself and giving yourself the same amount of time you would give somebody else.
Wow, I know. I hear that.
And I told one of my boys in the studio the other day, I said, bro, I asked him, I said, do you gamble? He's like, no, I don't gamble. I'm like, you don't gamble at all? He said, no, I don't gamble. I'm not putting my money in the machine or on the board. I said, but you gamble your time every day. You do gamble. We're all gamblers. Like, we gamble our time.
You're right. I gamble who I have on my show. Like, is this going to, like, swamp my views?
And think about how many people haven't done that. How many people come on here and have no perspective? I mean, people come on here and waste your time. It's not really a waste of time, because it's always learning experience. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we're gambling with our time every day.
Yes.
We put people on that we don't know are going to be successful. Like,
yeah.
I've been in a studio with an artist that have been huge artists. I spent 3 months of my time with them every day.
And became huge.
They were already huge, though. Wow. But I spent, like, working on their albums.
I get it.
And something happened, and they do something online or say something wrong, and they sabotage their, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do we say, blackballed, or like,
yeah.
What's the, like, cultural way, like, of saying it? Like, what does everybody say? Like, what's the word we use? Like, it's,
For what, when they're blackballed?
Like, yeah, like the new blackball. What is it called? It's,
Canceled.
Canceled. We have the canceling culture.
Yeah.
You know, where you'd be like, oh, this person canceled themselves.
That shit's crazy. Oh, yeah, because they're woke or some shit. Like,
And it'd be like, I just spent 3 months or 4 months of my time every day with you for 12 hours a day writing and producing, being a part of this, like, taking the time away from my own daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking time
baby?
With... Yeah, 7-year-old. But she's 6, about to be 7.
Oh, my God. I have a 9-year-old.
I have a daughter, yeah.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. She's like my...
You're married?
Why? No.
Sorry the way you said
nah,
that.
Nah.
But...
I'm living. You know what I'm saying? I'm living. I'm focused on me, you know what I mean? Like, that's the most important thing is a lot of times we don't want to be, people are afraid to be alone. People are afraid to look at themselves in the mirror. Like,
well, Michael Jackson said it best. First, you got to change the man in the mirror.
Facts.
That's the first person you got to look at and change. You're not trying to change someone else. You got to change yourself first. Like, look at yourself in the mirror and know, like, am I showing up as my best every day? When I look in that mirror, I go, who am I being today? Who I need to be in the future.
I just tell myself I'm great every day. Because I feel like with the world we live in, it's everybody is against us.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are, because we're dealing with social media.
I know.
When you post, you have somebody telling you something, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? So you got to tell yourself, you got to fulfill yourself. I never look for fulfillment from anybody else. I never look for satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never waiting on nobody else to tell me I'm good. You know, I already know what God has showed me in my ending. I know my ending looks like. You know what I'm saying? So I know why I'm running my race.
Right.
I'm running with purpose and intention.
Preach, King. This is so good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's so important. Like, know who you are, having your own confidence and knowing that nobody else can make you happy. I always say to girls, and they're like, oh, I'm so depressed. I'm having such a shit time in my relationship. That's because you weren't happy to start and you needed him to fulfill your happiness. Like, I'm so happy every day. Like, if you're around me every day, you'll see, like, oh, shit, that's actually her. She doesn't need me for her happiness. She uplifts me. Like, I'm happy all the time. Like, I just feel like I've got to pour my love onto people. Like, I just feel like that's part of who we are. We're meant to elevate people. If you don't leave somebody's company and leave them feeling elevated, then you did not do a good job as a human. I'm going to leave your company today and you should feel elevated as fuck. You should be out there like elevated. I'm going to go and write another hit. I feel so good. I feel so elevated. And I should feel elevated by you. Otherwise, you didn't have a good interaction.
Yeah. Honesty is key, though. And authenticity. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're trying to put on, it shows. I feel like when you just be who you are and you walk in that, it shines.
Agree.
Showing and shining is two different things. Mm. You know, you don't gotta be heard to be felt. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a difference.
Being heard and seen is the biggest. Being heard actually is the number one craving of a human. To be heard. I teach people that, how to be heard, how to be seen. Like, I want everyone to feel heard and seen around me. I don't want anyone to feel that I didn't see them in the room. When I was filming the pilot for my TV show, we were sitting and there were 55 crew just for this one day of filming. And I went around to every single person. I shook their hand and I said, it's such a pleasure to meet you. And I see you. Thank you for handing me the water. Thank you for bringing that light. Thank you for adding that like mechanism that you did to make this person feel like more seen, whatever it was. And I feel like those gestures go a long way. I feel like every day you get a choice, and I call it my candle effect, of whether you're going to light somebody's candle or whether you're going to blow it out. Whether you're going to light their candle and then they're going to go home and light their spouse's candle. Their spouse can light their friend's candle. Their friend's going to light the kid's candle, and it goes so on and so on. And you light up the whole world from a kind gesture that you did. Or the same way, I can make a little funny remark, make a funny look to somebody and blow out their candle, and then they will go home and blow out their spouse's candle, and their spouse will go and blow out their kid's candle, and their kid will go and blow out their teacher's candle, and you delight the whole world from one awful deed.
Domino effect.
Yeah. Like, light up somebody's world. Don't diminish it. Know what I mean?
No, 100%.
Like, you light candles everywhere you go.
I try to. I just be myself. That's
for
it. Sure.
But your music is doing it for you. Because imagine how many lives you've changed. Like, okay, so think about this. And I said this to Eric when he was on the show. When I listen to TMB, you're a big hit that I love, this amazing song that you did with Eric.
Yeah.
I am just the two of you, right?
No, I had some other people work on the record with me too.
Got it. But as in the two of
just
you.
Just as artists, as artists. As artists, yeah.
Okay. So when I listen to that song, I turn it up on full blast in my car and I am manifesting and I'm visualizing my dreams and my goals and I'm feeling amazing. I'm like, yes. And I'm manifesting love, whatever the fuck I was manifesting at the time. And then guess what? Something amazing happened from that. So you are a part of the fact that I manifested whatever it was I was manifesting at the time. That is powerful.
And that was the goal behind the song too, though.
Really?
Like, for me, the goal was I wanted women to feel good about themselves. Like, when you listen to my music, like, I'm not doing no sad shit. No. Like, we're not doing that. Like, I'm not doing no, and no offense to artists is doing that, like, but it's already, like, oversaturated. I'm not finna be here putting you to sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want women to feel.
Yeah. It's like pop R&B, right? How would you like describe it? Or just every genre?
I would just consider it good music.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, right.
Because
right,
I can
right.
do so many things because I can play. You know, so for me, it's just good music. Yeah. It's just music, but definitely like R&B crossover leaning.
Yeah.
And it just got a bounce to it.
Yeah.
And it sound, it just
it's
got
good
a,
music.
It's fly shit. It just really fly it shit. For, it's just for the women. Like,
but I like the fact you did the clean version of TMB.
That's my chick, yeah.
Yeah, that's my chick because I'm not a bitch. Like, I'm a, you know, like, I'm your chick. I'm your woman. I'm your queen. So I was like, okay, I like the clean version.
Yeah, we got to have two. We got to have a little dirty and clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's my bitch. But everyone else can be singing that.
Yeah.
No, but it's so good.
Thank
you. I'm gonna play it. I'm going to play it so y'all can hear it. This is my favorite fucking song. I love it. And the link is below. And
I love that you love it because, like, that was my intention. Like, all the girls that, like, hit me about the song, they always like, yo, I just feel good about myself. And
oh my
I'm just
God,
like, that's the goal.
So I've added it on my, like, I don't know, posts on social media, on my main feed. I've been putting it up. Like, that's how much I love it.
I appreciate that, for real.
I think it is so fun. I just put up a whole thing. I was sitting, you guys can go see it. I was wearing the yellow outfit. I think it's on that one. And I'm, like, just in the studio right here. And I was, like, vibing on your music. I was, like, this is so good. And you've got other tracks. Your work. So who are you working with right now that you can talk
like,
about?
Teddy Swims.
Who also is one of my really good friends.
Yeah. Neo, of course, Omarion.
My homeboy. Yeah.
Tone Stith, Eric Bellinger, working on his new album, doing his album. Kiki Palmer. I mean, Flo, the girl group from London, working with Flo, doing a lot of their album. Flo, Joyce Rice.
Nice.
It's too many artists. Shinsia.
There's a lot of
Shinsia,
artists.
Yeah, Shinsia. Ty Dolla Sign.
Nice. He's so lovely. Yeah, I was with him and Wiz Khalifa recently.
Yeah, Ty's a good dude. Ty's solid. Yeah, Ty's a real one.
He's a nice person.
He's a California like staple. You know what I'm saying? He's a staple. Like, right. We love Ty. So Ty, it's too many artists though.
That's insane. Yeah. Oh my God, you're doing so much. And what are you passionate about right now?
Life. Because I feel like I'm in a transitional phase.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I feel like it's like new beginnings for me. Overall, like with my business and everything I'm doing. So I feel like I'm enjoying the ride, enjoying the roller coaster. That's
how did your daughter change your life?
Well, she gave me a reason outside of myself.
Me too.
Same because sometimes life. Like we're ready to risk it all on ourselves in other ways than just time and devotion. And you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, you risk your whole relationship.
You risk everything.
Everything.
But when you have a kid, it gives you like the foundation of like it makes you think. Like, is this risk going to affect how everybody around me operates? You know what I'm saying? Starting with the kids, starting with that, you know, for me. And it gave me a balance of not, like, fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's also maturity. I feel like at 28, you're like a man. Yeah. Like, I feel like you're at that point where you're, particularly with a child. You know what I mean? You like, that's amazing. That's why I think it's a lot of men will love this episode because I feel like they'll be able to hear that. Like, you know, it's like risk versus reward.
It's the most important thing. You gotta have boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, a man that falls for anything isn't the man you gotta follow. I feel like being a man is it comes with being a leader. Mm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how to lead because sometimes being a leader you have to follow. And it's not following anybody else, but you have to follow a program I would like to say it's beyond boundaries. It's that's what I'm looking for. You got to have discipline.
Mm.
Being a man is hard. You know what I'm saying? Because we're visual creatures. Mm-hmm. Visually, we already think like we see something, we want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you put a steak in front of a dog, let's say a dog, because they say men are dogs. Okay, let's put ourselves as dogs. Let's just say we're dogs. Let's just say.
I had someone on the show earlier going men and Neanderthals. So
let's say we're dogs. And I feel like I'm an alpha male. So I'm like, I'm a Rottweiler. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever I feel like I, you know what I'm saying? Any alpha dog.
Mm-hmm.
You put a steak in front of a dog, what is the dog going to do?
Going to eat it.
It's going to eat the steak. So the discipline is like knowing what not to go for. And knowing when you should push the green light and when you should push and when you gotta stop with the red.
Wow.
You know?
Preach, King. That is I'm gonna add to that. So many women don't understand. They're like, and I'm gonna explain it now for men and women. The reason that women wear the pants, they wanna be the more dominant one, is cause the man is not being a fucking leader. If the man is a leader, she can sit back, relax, and be in her feminine energy and be like, ah. Right? But she can't do that unless she has a man who is leading. She needs a leader, not someone who I wouldn't follow into the fucking jungle. Because if I go into the jungle, I come out in a suit. I don't know about you, but like I come out in a fucking suit. So I'm going to follow a man who is a leader because I know he's not going to drop the fucking ball on all of us.
But I mean, it's, even in the music industry, it's not too much of that. It's not like enough for me, like, and I say this with like respect of anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because I respect everybody and whatever they do, you know what I mean? But like, I don't even feel like it's enough masculinity in the music industry. Like, I feel like that's why women are running R&B. That's why women are killing the charts. That's why women are running shit. Because women are the ones talking about the real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And women are like you said, are the ones like, yo, fuck this. Like, I'm wearing the pants because they don't have there's no male that wants to be that.
Yeah.
In music too, it's like a lot of lame shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like it's enough authentic, like raw, like I'm him energy. You know what I'm saying? And but being that for real, like not faking it, the funk, but being that, you know, and that's what I want to bring to my artistry.
I feel like you do. And that's beautiful that you're putting that forwards. What star sign are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
I would never guess that you was a Scorpio.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nobody ever knows until
I feel like you're like a Sagittarius or a Libra. I don't know, an Aries.
My daughter's a Sag.
Is she? Yeah. Oh, I picked up that energy.
December 3rd.
I feel like you have an energy of like even an Aries, just like you're but driven.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're driven too, but just like a different energy. So I was listing, I was thinking the ones you're not are Scorpio.
Yeah, you tell me that. I was like, I'm a Scorpio. That's your second pick. Like, damn. Yeah, Scorpio.
That's crazy. Do you feel like you believe in that stuff?
No. Hey, I'm not going to lie, though. It's certain signs that, like, you like that I've seen that, like, this person matches this. And I don't even believe in Zodiac or, you know what I'm saying? I just believe in God. I believe in God and the devil, like, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, good and bad. I don't believe in nothing else. Like, you know?
See, I just believe, like, God is the most powerful being that we are here, you know, as we're living beings with God particles in us. We are God within us, etc. And like we are so grateful to God for everything. And I feel like God does not close his eyes when you do shit. Like he very much has his eyes open.
Of course.
And I feel like there's been times when I've done things in my life that I'm not proud of. And like I know God did not close his eyes because I felt that karma bite me in the ass like right after, you know? And like this, I wish more people would realize God does not close his eyes when you fuck around or when you do something bad or naughty.
But he also, that's why he gives us grace. We, you know what I'm saying? And he forgives us. Like
he does forgive.
He forgives. You know what I'm saying? And, yes. And he knows our heart. That's how I live every day.
He does,
you know?
For sure.
I'm like, God knows my heart. Like,
no, but I do feel like karma is real.
It is real. What you,
I don't
what
think
you,
God's giving you the karma.
I think you reap what you sow.
Right, exactly.
You plant seeds, you plant fucking acorn seeds, you're gonna grow acorns. You know, yes. What I mean? You plant corn, you're gonna, you know, whatever right. It is, like, you know, whatever seeds you plant, I feel like you're gonna harvest that back.
100%. I think we plant seeds every day, people like you and me, of love, of abundance, of happiness, of joy, and we reap the rewards of those things.
I agree.
If your younger self was sitting here right now, what would you tell him?
Stay out the streets.
And if you could sit here on this bench with anybody, living or dead, who and what would you ask them?
Tupac.
Really?
Yeah. And I would ask him, at what point did he know that he was risking it all?
Mm. Wow. So you know? Beautiful.
Pac.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I love that. Well, King, thank you so much for coming on
of course,
today.
No, you have to
I love
real.
It. I'm so excited to share your music with the world. Where can everybody find you?
Everywhere. Spotify. Apple Music.
What do they type in? Kenneth Page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. TMB out right now featuring Eric Bellinger.
We love this track. As you know, it was on with Eric and it's all over my Instagram. It's everywhere. We really love it. And you are.
Yeah, he sent it to me. He goes, bro, listen to the end of this. So I watched, like, you know what I'm saying? I watched the clip he sent me and you were talking about TMB and I was like, he was like, yo, I was like, oh, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Then I met you the next day.
Yeah, that
was, crazy.
Fucking
the next
so
day I met
crazy.
You. That was crazy.
I know. Well, that's the universe. Like,
yeah, facts.
That's why I was like, you have to come on like now.
Everybody's 3 degrees from separation.
I know. And every artist, whenever they have an album dropping or something, they come on my show. I feel like this is like, I get approached by so many artists all the time. It was crazy. Like years ago, I used to approach them more. And now like artists approach me for when they're dropping, you know, when they want like that.
Because they've seen you build it. And when you see somebody win, everybody's so timid to go on. I don't ever look at like who's the most popping for me. I'm always like, yo, who got next? I want to be a part of next.
I love that. That is such a good bar. Like, I want to be a part of next. That is so good.
What's popping is there already. It's already lit. Whether you touch it or not, it's going to be lit regardless. Like even like Rihanna, like of course, like everybody loves Rihanna. Everybody loves Beyonce, but Beyonce's Beyonce regardless if you give her a song. Rihanna's Rihanna. Who's the next Beyonce? Mm. Who's the next Rihanna? Because that's more, for me, that's more legendary of building that next one.
Agree.
Because they're already their brand.
That's how I see it. I like bringing people on the show when I see, like, as you call it, next.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. I'm like, ooh, who is going to blow up
And then
next?
People look at you like, yo, she got good taste. She understands. She gets it. Like, she knows what's hip.
Yes,
you know?
100%. Hip is everything. Like having people who are like you, who are like stars, who have like that energy. Like, it's so cool. Well, look, it's been a pleasure having
you. Thank you for
real. I can't wait for you to come on again when you got another hit you want to promote.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you got loads of them. So we're going to we'll wait a while till like a big album drop or something.
Yeah, for real.
But thank you so much for being here. It's such a pleasure having you. Guys, follow Kenneth Page. You can see all the links below and you can see TMB. We just played a little rendition of it as well. So you got to feel and vibe to that. And I'll see you again next week with another amazing guest. Bye.